2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, we've got 15 minutes. Go.
14, 59, 58.
We were talking about how many of us have like Halloween costumes that some of us will part with and some of us won't.
Yeah, I've got to get rid of my Austin Powers costume.
I still have one of those.
Yeah, we need to get rid of that.
I need to get rid of my Frankenberry cereal costume, which when I wore it, people thought I was Pinky in the Brain. Frankenberry is a monster, and he was like Frankenberry right. Count Chocula. Nobody knew what
you
it was.
You should get rid of that David Schwimmer costume you're wearing now.
So you're having a tag sale, Danielle?
So I'm having a tag sale this weekend. It's like the townwide tag sale in my area. So Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have some stuff. So I told you guys, I'm not selling any of my costumes. My husband's trying. I'm like, don't you dare. He's like, you're never repeating them. I said, but I repeat parts of them. I need parts of them for other costumes. He's like, oh my gosh. So if you guys want to sell any of your costumes or anything else, come on over.
All right,
come sell.
I brought a whole bag of costumes in. I have like a ton. You can take them with you. Yep.
There you go.
You can keep all the money.
You get a percentage?
No, she can keep all of it.
I don't get a percent. Oh my gosh, you're such a cheap bastard.
I know.
You know, I'll give you all the money. I don't care.
I'm in.
You should care. You're doing his dirty work for him.
But don't bitch about how much I sell him for either.
Oh, no. You're not going to lowball my stuff.
See, forget it. I don't want your shit.
I've got a Han Solo costume.
$2.
I've got a Rorschach from the Watchmen costume.
$1.50.
I've got a kid's Kylo Ren costume from when the company sent me a kid's version instead.
You're not going to make a lot of money.
No. I've got a Jester costume. These are all new. I got them in.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Back up. Back up. A Jester?
Yes. I have faux leather shoes to go with it.
Is a used
with the bells on them.
Is a used wig really resellable though?
No, don't give me your wigs. So, I'm not selling your wig.
Probably smells like head.
What are you talking about?
Scalp.
Okay, I'm going to bring all sorts of stuff for the tag sale.
That's fine.
I'm still bitter about that. Remember that Ugg boot I made?
I thought you looked great as the
Thank
Ugg
you.
Boot.
It
I
even smelled. No, he was a thug. Remember? He had a...
was an experiment that did not work. So I was just the Ugg boot for Halloween.
Wait. Why are you bitter? I thought the Ugg boot was great.
I'm bitter about it because I tried to sell it. Nobody would buy the damn thing.
Because it's huge.
But it was a great costume. Did it not look exactly like the boot?
That used Uggs stink.
It was not that. I mean, no, it did not smell
like Doritos.
I tried selling it the following Halloween. Nobody wanted to buy the damn thing. And so I had to put it out for the trash.
That's like a terrible concept.
I think tomorrow is the free Ugg boot phone tap.
Yeah.
We're giving it away.
Yeah, we could.
Do you guys all know your costumes?
Yeah,
this year?
I have no idea what I'm wearing this year.
I have four. I've already have them.
I haven't had a chance to think about it. I'm probably not going to dress up this year.
You're busy.
What? What? We're having a big Halloween party here that we do every year.
I'm probably just going to come as me.
No.
I'm not coming as you. Okay, what is today's date?
15.
We have 2 weeks.
You have plenty of time.
You can come as a New York Times best-selling author.
Yeah.
No, that's bullshit.
My biggest fear every year is going as something that people don't get or don't know.
Like the Frankenberry.
Every year is something. But like, you know there's going to be 1,000 jokers this year. Yes. Everyone's going to be the joker.
Of course.
Or Pennywise.
So what about you, birthday boy, Garrett? What are you wearing this year?
Family costume. Got a family costume, Toy Story 4.
Nice.
But here's the thing. Disney missed out on an opportunity. So we wanted to dress our dog up and their Slinky dog in Toy Story 4.
Right.
Not a single Slinky dog costume out there.
Aww.
Disney missed the boat on this opportunity.
Are we going to cut the dog in half and put a spring in the middle?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yet somebody somewhere thought it would be great to come up with like slutty Toy Story costumes. Right. There's a slutty Woody, a slutty Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, this is slutty everything.
Yeah, it makes me so sad. Yeah,
you can get slutty anything you want.
I'm going to go as a slutty slut.
You know, speaking of that.
I want people to slut shame me.
Slutty Frankenberry.
Speaking of slutty costumes, my girlfriend.
Remember pregnant nun? Everyone wanted a pregnant nun.
Not cool.
What's that, Scary?
Speaking of slutty costumes, my girlfriend wanted to do the reboot of the J Lo dress.
Yeah.
Remember she wore that at the Grammys?
Yeah.
And then she did the updated version recently. Yeah, they have this costume out there.
They did.
But it's there's nothing to it.
No.
And we're gonna go to like some nightclub. Where we're going to this party, and I'm like, you don't want to get dressed in that, do you?
Why not?
Yes, she does. Who the hell are you to tell her what to
wear? I'm not telling her what to do. I just don't want... I don't know.
This happened on the Kardashians.
She's got no ass.
What happened on the Kardashians?
So Kanye and Kim had a little argument because she was getting ready for the Met Ball, and she had this outfit that basically left nothing to the imagination. And he sat there and he said, "You're my wife, and I don't want you to wear that." And she said, "Well, you're the one who made me look like the sexy person. You want, you know, you play me up to be the sexy person. So what's the difference?" And he was not having it. She didn't care. He walked out of the room. They were arguing about it, and he just does not want her to dress sexy like that anymore.
Every aspect of that is crazy.
I know. That's
like,
what I said.
I remember listening to an interview with him where he said if he ever wants to hook up with someone, the first thing he watches is the Kim Kardashian porn. And now he's like, don't be sexy.
I guess when you have the porn and you live with it every day, it's not the same.
I guess.
What's up, Brody?
Scary's girlfriend wants to wear the J-Lo dress, which, if you remember correctly, barely covered her boobs.
Yeah.
Right? It was like a V, and it, right?
Right.
He just said, I don't know if you heard it, he said he doesn't want her to wear that dress because she has no ass.
Well, no.
What?
Wait, you said that?
He just said that while you guys were yelling. He said it underneath.
That's awful.
No. Listen. My girlfriend does not look like Jennifer Lopez, and she doesn't have the booty that Jennifer has.
Okay, stop. First of all, that's a flowy dress. You're not going to see the booty.
Let him keep on digging.
Let me tell you something. Your girlfriend is stunningly gorgeous.
She's really beautiful.
I know my girlfriend is gorgeous.
Can we call her?
But the thing is, I don't know if she could pull off this.
Yes, she can.
I guess I know who's not going to pull it off. You.
I'm going to leave the podcast.
I can't believe you're saying this about your girlfriend.
Elvis, I got it. All right.
What's that, Garrett?
To make up for these comments that Scary just said, Scary now has to wear that same exact dress for Halloween.
Yeah, you should wear the J-Lo dress.
You have an ass.
The thing is, she gets to wear the J-Lo, and she suggested I be an eggplant emoji. She said, hey,
you are a dick.
This is cute.
You are a dick. So
you should go as an eggplant emoji.
Although it's you, I'd buy a size small.
What a jerk.
It's a Halloween costume. She can pad that stuff if she needs to. She looks great.
You know what? Here's the thing. She looks beautiful, and she should just do what she wants to do. That's what Halloween costuming is for. You're not supposed to be out there winning some prizes. Yeah,
you know, you should tell her. You're having fun.
It's supposed to be for fun.
I'm not commandeering and telling her what she needs to do. That's not who I am. I've never been that guy. I'm like on the Kardashians.
I'm not trying to say that.
I'm just saying, don't you want people to know who you are? And I guess she just, people see that dress. They know it's iconic.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Yeah, but not because of the butt. It's because of the cleavage.
Yeah. It's not the butt part. Okay. And she just needs to be, you know, do her hair the way J-Lo did her hair
for that. How I have that.
Maybe she can do it.
She'll be the girl going as the girl with that loser in the eggplant costume.
Loser with that hot girl? That's what it's
going to be. I ask you, though, why do girls have to dress up sexy? Because I had a great idea. I had a great couple's costume.
Because it's fun.
No, here's... Can I tell you my idea?
I'm mansplaining. I think women like to dress sexy for Halloween because it's fun.
Yeah,
right?
And a lot of us don't do that normally.
Right.
So. But I mean, if you're sexy, you can be sexy any day of the week,
yeah,
right?
But you get to be extra sexy on Halloween.
Okay, well then try and make this sexy. So I wanted to be Grandpa Joe, and I wanted my girlfriend to be Charlie Bucket from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
There is nothing sexy about that.
It's exactly what she said.
I was a boner
to be
killer.
Charlie, because it's not sexy. I'm like, you can be a sexy Charlie.
No, how?
Yes, you can.
Your girlfriend to dress as a sexy little boy for Halloween?
Well, maybe when you put it like that, no.
I know, but in Grandpa Joe wearing his soiled nightshirt.
Imagine that role play when they get back to their house.
I know, now I think about Grandpa Joe having sex with Charlie.
Charlie Burr! I can't, Uncle Joe. We're going to die in the fan.
Look at my penis. It's a gobstopper.
Forget it.
I want the Oompa Loompa now.
I have no idea. I need help with my costume, Danielle. What should I wear this?
Do you have any choices?
Charlie Bucket.
Do you want to be his Charlie Bucket?
I don't want to be your Charlie Bucket.
I don't know. You know, we went to that fantastic costume shop here in the city last year.
Yeah, I may roll over there.
They have some great
stuff. But I spent a lot of money. But I had wings and stuff.
But that was a great costume.
That's when I went as Lactadia, queen of, what was it?
Queen of lactose intolerance.
Can you recycle those wings for something else?
Those wings are nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could be Maleficent, but those are white wings. You need black wings.
And that'll be a popular costume.
Well, I had black wings the year before.
Yeah, you do. Oh, so there you can be Maleficent.
I threw those away.
I have horns you can borrow.
Okay, thanks. What?
I kind of want to be Ariana Gandhi again, because people got so mad.
No, you're not repeating the costume.
Why did people get mad
because you were Ariana Gandhi?
Because they thought I was being so shameful to my grandfather. How could you do this? Oh. Yeah, I know. I liked it. I thought it was clever.
He would like Ariana Grande.
Hey, have you been in any great social media fights recently? Because, you know, Gandhi has the best fights.
She does.
With these hags that bother her.
I really haven't gotten in any good ones lately, but I also haven't been checking nearly as much.
Get in
so
there.
I need to go see what's going on.
Get back in the ring. I want to see some fights.
Put on the gloves. Let's go.
I got attacked on social media this weekend again.
What happened, Brody?
Because I'm not David Brody from the Christian News Network. And so people again attacked me as being a terrible Christian. Which is fine, because I'm not a Christian. But they keep attacking me and saying awful things. I should die. I'm a horrible human.
Oh, my God. What does this person do?
Well, you know, he's...
I know, but people, it don't matter what they say or what you agree with or disagree with. Why are people telling people to die?
Plus, I don't know that they're wrong, so I see it, and they're just attacking me. I go, what did I do?
Right.
And I have to go look and see if they, you know, what their affiliations are. But yeah, I got attacked.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think... Gandhi, you're due for a new attack.
I know. Let me think of things that I can talk about.
Well, you didn't
start talking about vaccines. And
did you not get attacked over the Friends thing that you put up?
No, everybody agreed with me, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to live tweet the debate tonight. Let's see how that goes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. You've lost me. You've all lost me. Okay, so costume.
Yeah.
So attacking Gandhi.
Tag sale.
And tag sale. We have lots of stuff to get done. All right, I'm bored.
Oh. Okay, bye. Are you going to be the New York Times bestselling author? I think that's a great idea.
No, he's not.
I already am.
Yeah.
Just walk around with your book. That's the costume.
Wait, are you going to be here this year? Because last year you weren't even here on Halloween.
I wasn't?
You were in Santa Fe.
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, what a great idea.
And you were a ghost.
Oh, I got an idea.
What?
For Elvis.
What?
Blow up a picture of your book, the book cover, and put your face in it from behind.
That's great. I should go
around. And then walk around with your hand like this.
No,
like on the
where your face is on the book, that's going to be the cutout, and you're going to put, you're going to
that's actually a great idea.
Around you.
No, that's not. Great idea. That's
awesome
stupid.
What's wrong with it?
Because it doesn't take any thought.
Self-promotion.
The only other option is nothing for him, Daniel. You already
dressed
up as
nothing.
It's better.
Oh, wait a minute.
As my mother would say, it's better than squat.
Why don't you wear that shirt and jacket and then hold the book and it look like Inception? It's you in the book and
it's
the book holding the book.
It's me holding me.
Yeah.
I need a dummy. I need a dummy, like a ventriloquist dummy of me.
You mean like someone who says his girlfriend doesn't have a big enough ass to pull off the dress?
Yeah. I need a scary dummy.
Uncle Johnny would be a great dummy.
Oh, he would be. Did everybody send their costumes to Party Sid?
Yes.
I got
you did it?
I got to do it. Doing a Google.
Gandhi.
Does Party City have my book cover
as
a costume?
No, they don't.
Well, next year.
They do have some funny inflatable ones, though. They give me the inflatable chicken.
I would love to be an inflatable chicken.
Yeah, they're very funny.
They also have Steve Harrington from Stranger Things 3 doing the Scoops Ahoy ice cream shop costume.
I like that.
That's a couple's costume, and I wanted my girlfriend to be Robin because her name is Robin.
No.
So Steve and Robin.
Not sexy enough.
Scoops Ahoy.
Let her be sexy.
That's what she said. She said to me, that's boring, aside from the fact I have no idea who these people are.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's Stephen Robin
boring.
From Stranger Things.
Not everyone watches Stranger Things.
Scoops Ahoy!
Nate has a dilemma because apparently his girlfriend wants him to wear something that makes him look sexy. He has to wear something form-fitting, she told him.
Like what?
Like his pants every day, I think.
Yeah, you know, we're going to this party now that it's some, like, I don't know. Remember that theme, that gods and goddesses when we were in the parade?
Yes.
There's some party where it's like gods and goddesses, and she wants to be the sexy ice queen, so I have to be the sexy snow king or something.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm like, how the hell does a guy be sexy? What do I wear, like a ice skating costume? I don't know.
Yes.
No, I'm not doing that.
I want you to walk around all night on ice skates.
I'm a sexy Olaf.
I never do a sexy costume.
Me neither.
I don't know. I get embarrassed.
Sorry, go ahead.
I like to do the stuff that inflates and is really big, so then I stay warm. I don't have to worry about what I eat, and people have to stay away from me. There's a perimeter.
Well, you know what I found for trick-or-treating this year?
What?
So I always wear a onesie trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
I do a onesie. So last year I was a unicorn. The year before that I was something else. I am a pineapple this year.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I found a pineapple onesie. I got a yellow wig to go with it, yellow Vans. I am all set.
How many different costume changes do you have this year?
I have four. I did one already for Comic-Con, but I have three more coming. So.
All right.
Yeah, awesome.
That's so cool. Daniel, you really do Halloween better than anyone I've ever met.
Thank you. I try.
Hey, Scary.
Well, I try.
Could Danielle and Gandhi wear the J-Lo costume?
Yes, tell us.
Yeah, well, of course they can. They can do anything they want. They don't need me to tell them.
Could they pull it off?
Do we have the ass and boobs to fill it up?
You absolutely do.
Yeah.
What about Elvis?
You're sitting 3 inches away from
I have the ass and boobs. I could fill up the J-Lo costume.
I'm just going to be an eggplant emoji.
I think an eggplant emoji is great. What's wrong with that?
Because it's a big, bulky-ass costume, and only my face is like, hi, everybody.
Oh, you want to be sexy?
You want to be a sexy eggplant?
Look at this thing. Look at this thing.
So cut out a thing for your penis. Dude, HR, and poke it through HR, the eggplant.
You can't show that.
Everyone will laugh.
I vote you go as a sexy eggplant.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's scary.
Looks like a raisin.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.